Reverend Dr. Craig Wright, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Sean.
It's a pleasure, and I'm very excited for our conversation today. You are a metaphysical minister, which is something I've recently just learned about, and a numerologist, and just an all-round, you know, great person and a server. And today we're going to do something special. We're going to start off by just learning a little bit about you and how you got into this field, and then we're going to move into do a reading of me and what my numbers and letters say about life. So it's going to be fun. So how about we just start off with a little bit about you? How did you get into numerology? Like, what sparked your interest?
Well, I guess once I look back, I really started preparing to be a numerologist before I even knew what a numerologist was. I got really good grades in math and science in the seventh grade when I was 12 years old, and my parents decided they were going to have an engineer in the family. So,
nice.
You know, math, science, any class they could find, anything having to do with engineering, they would enroll me in it. So I had a great aptitude with math. In fact, I was in college preparing to become an engineer. I wanted to start off as a pilot in the Navy, and from there go to engineering. But at 21 years old, everything changed when my best friend died from a drug overdose. And Shane, I didn't even know he was using. So this really rocked my world. It came from out of nowhere. And it taught me that I was really preoccupied with myself. I wasn't a person of faith. I was studying math and science. I was a technocrat. If you couldn't measure it, quantify it, see it, feel it, taste it, touch it, it wasn't real for me. Right. But after that seemingly tragedy, I had an awakening. It began my search. I wanted to know why I was here, what I was supposed to do, and if life was this arbitrary, take me now. I'm ready to go now. For the first time, I started addressing a power outside of myself. I didn't know who I was talking to, but from within, I just started putting energy out. Why am I here? What's my purpose? What's the meaning of life? And I discovered one of the scientific principles that I had studied all my life, that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. By my seeking and putting energy of wanting to know, answers started to come to me. In a way that I would understand, which was mathematically. It started with a song. I heard a song on the radio. This was in 1972, by the way, a few years back.
Just a few, yeah.
I heard a song on the radio by a guy named Roy Ayers, and it was called In Search of the Third Eye. I had no notion of what a third eye was, but the song appealed to me because the lyrics were mesmerizing. Secrets of wisdom, secrets of sound, secrets of numbers can be found. Well, I wanted to know some secrets. I was looking for answers. So
yeah.
I bought the song. It was just soothing. And I read the jacket, and I discovered the person who wrote the song had read a book that had inspired the song. And the book was called In Search of the Third Eye. And it was written by Vera Stanley Alder. This was my introduction to all things spiritual, metaphysical, and knowledge of a power not only outside of myself, but a power that was dwelling inside of me.
Right.
That was waiting for this awakening. So that's how I started studying the meaning of numbers. It came from a song. I bought the book. It took me about 2 years to get a copy of the book. There was no Amazon. You couldn't go online and order it.
You had to find it in the store. Yeah.
I went to every bookstore I could find, and eventually I found it in a store. The store doesn't even exist anymore. It's a bookstore in Towson. And there was the book. So I started reading it, and it talked about colors, how colors can impact us. Restaurants, for example, use earth tones because they make you hungry. Who knew?
Right.
Sound can influence us. Our favorite sound vibrates to an energy that pleases us.
Yeah.
But what really got me, Shane, was the secrets of numbers. I started reading about what numbers revealed spiritually. Now, I knew about the number one. Okay. Yeah. Everybody knows that number one, if I hold up one pen, that's a quantity. But if I say big pens are number one, that's a quality of being the best. So everybody right. knows the number one means leadership, the first, the fastest, the top, the best. Everyone mm-hmm. knows the number one means standing on your own. It means being self-employed. It means being the boss. It also means being a trailblazer, going down a path that no one else has gone before you.
Yeah.
That's leadership. But every number has a meaning, and that's what I discovered. The number two stands for peace. Three stands for expression, joy, and abundance. Mm. Four is a symbol for work and order. Five stands for freedom. Six is a symbol for service and rescuing. Seven is a symbol for faith and research. That was my number.
Mm.
I'll come back to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Eight is a symbol for money and power. And nine is a symbol for selfless giving.
Hmm.
There's only nine numbers. After that, every number is a repeat of those nine basic vibrations. Getting back to the number seven, which stands for faith, wisdom, and research, as I'm reading this book by Vera Stanley Alder, trying to find out why I'm here, I'm reading about the number seven. I was my first client, and it's telling me that I'm doing exactly what I was sent here to do, to study, to research, to discover, and share.
Wow. That's
and
amazing.
This gave me a whole new perspective. It still was painful for the loss, but I realized my friend was just on the other side. He had returned back to his original state, spirit form, and part of his contract with God was to wake me up.
Yeah, that's great. No, listen, I mean, that's a hell of a story, you know. Death can do that to you, certainly. It'll rock your world of what you think is real and not real. And I mean,
yes.
It's amazing, you know, that you managed to come out through that, and it sort of transformed your life into this amazing life that you lead today, you know, and it sort of all started at that point. And it's also,
yes, it did.
Yeah, and it's also fascinating to me about how you were a numbers guy even before, right? You were doing the math and the science and the engineering, and you were using the numbers in the way that most people use them, let's say, right? To sort mm-hmm. of just calculate stuff. But then once you sort of aligned spiritually and, you know, with faith and with a better understanding, then you started to learn the depth that numbers can reveal about the whole universe, essentially, right?
Exactly. I discovered everything is connected. Everything can be represented with numbers. Radio stations, they give you the number for the frequency, the vibration.
Yeah.
Musicians use letters for notes and numbers for timing. So the letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday define the song we play in the symphony of life.
Yeah.
It's very revealing, very helpful.
Yeah. And I think that, like, you know, one of the foundational, I guess, assumptions is maybe the wrong word, but, you know, I've been thinking about numerology a lot ahead of today's podcast, and there are a few things that I just sort of found, you know, like very magical and mystifying about it is that, well, one of the premises that you have to operate under, which I do, and so do you, I believe, is that you do have to believe that, like, things happen for a reason, that it's not accidental, right? Because the day you were born, for example, the year, the name that you were given, you know, none of this came by your choice, and yet you were thrust into this journey that has a very specific arc to it, right? And whether that's long or short or whatever it is, that's not the point. But the point is that it connects back, you know, before you were even born, right? And
yes, before you're formed in the womb.
Yeah. And I think that's something that a lot of people might have trouble coming to grips with, especially with our sort of modern scientific, you know, body of work and how we think of things in the world. We do typically have the engineer's attitude of like, if you can't see it or feel it or touch it, then it's, you know, I don't want to think about it.
Exactly.
And that's okay, I guess. But that really, as you just said it, like, well, that comes to a point of, you know, limitation when you're looking for meaning and for faith in something more, because something happens, like a death or a loss or any number of things could happen to you, and then you need to move past this realm of physical reality, right? And then you move into the world of spirit, and it's just an unbelievable world to navigate, right?
Yes, very, very well put.
Thanks. Yeah, but it's been fascinating. And, you know, just before we get into the reading part of it, it gets you thinking. You know, I'll just sort of preface it about this on, you know, I've had a numerology reading once before when I was a kid by a good family friend who was a numerologist. And I can't remember most of what he said, which is great because then today's all fresh and new. But my parents remember, and they sometimes, you know, recount the story of it and what he said. And what was very interesting about it was that he made a series of predictions, not just about me, but for the sake of this story, we'll just focus on me. He made a very, you know, a series of predictions about me and how my life would sort of unfold. And most of it was extraordinarily accurate, right? And we can even say that looking back now, you know, 15, 20 years or however long it's been, and rarely you get to see the sort of truth in the prediction, which at the time, you know, you didn't really get to see. We didn't really get to see because it's all about what might be happening. And as a kid, you know, when you're looking into personality and identity and that, as a young kid, it's like it's still forming, right? So yes, it's hard to see the real manifestation of it. But now, having grown up, you can really see like what's there and what's real about it. And my parents, who are both, you know, scientists by heart, they're both psychologists, and so that's their world. They were just, you know, stunned with amazement in how accurate it was, and couldn't really explain it, but, you know, had to accept some truth or reality to it because it didn't make sense otherwise, right?
The numbers don't lie, as they say.
Exactly. It all adds up, right? Yeah, that's your book. I won't steal that from you. But I just wanted to throw that little anecdote in about, you know, me and my story before we start. So, okay, so let's get to it. Are those church bells in the background just before we start? How synchronistic.
What's my doorbell?
Would you need to get it?
No. Okay. No, we're good.
All right, cool. Good. So to begin with, where should we start? How do you normally approach your readings?
Well, I like to start with the day of birth when I'm doing a reading. But in this case, I want to give a little background. You mentioned something interesting mm-hmm. when you were speaking. You said how we're thrust into this life and, you know, we don't have any choices and we find ourselves here. Well, metaphysically speaking, for those who don't know, meta means beyond, and physics is the physical world, which is where I was bound before I was awakened by the passing of my friend to the spiritual world. Metaphysically speaking, we choose everything. We choose our parents. We choose where we're going to be born. Picture, if you will, being in spiritual state. See, the scripture tells us, before I form you, I knew you. This is the universe speaking to us. I knew you before I form you. I teach a class called the Jeremiah Effect, and it's reflected in that story. That's why I call it that. So if you can imagine, we are not physical beings who have an occasional aha spiritual moment. We are actually spiritual beings encased in the flesh, and we're having a temporary physical expression. We're here to develop skills, talents, and abilities that we can't develop when we're out of body.
Right.
So this is like a university for the soul. So I'd like to give a little background with that to let people understand they were created by the word. What are words? Words are vibrations. Right now, I'm vibrating the air, and we've been trained to use letters and numbers as symbols. Starts at school, the teacher says, ah, that's the A sound, but that's the B sound. So they give us the vibration and the symbol for it. Mm-hmm. So logically, you know, I was trained as an engineer. It follows if we're created by the word, and words are symbolized with letters and numbers, then the letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday are symbols for the word that created us. Hmm. And that's always where I start, to let people know that this is a spiritual science. I'm not a mystic. I'm not a psychic. I didn't invent the science. I'm just a student of it, and I like to share what I've learned.
Yeah.
So let's start with your birthday, Shane.
Sure. So my birthday is the 13th of September, 1994.
Okay. The number 13. Very misunderstood. People are afraid of the number 13. Some people won't go out of the house on the 13th. Well, the number 13 is a symbol for change, release, and transformation. Change, release, and transformation. So if you're born on the 13th, don't expect to be anywhere too long because of the change aspect. When it talks about release, it's talking about the caterpillar that weaves a cocoon and spends time in darkness, then emerges with wings. Quite a transformation.
Yeah.
So if you're born on the 13th, you have the ability to take what's old and make it new. I have clients who are born on the 13th who go to the town dump and collect things other people have thrown away, sand it down, tweak it, and turn it into something beautiful.
Yeah.
I gave the example of the butterfly. Also, 13s renovate. They get old houses and renovate them. Take the old and make it new. They're also extremely good in transforming the lives of others. So 13s are lifesavers. Many of them aren't even aware of it. But through an interaction with someone born on the 13th, people decide, I can make it. I can continue. I can go on. And sometimes it's because of an experience that you have had that you share with them that can inspire them. So that's the 13. Change, release, transformation, take the old, make it new. People are afraid of it because every caterpillar doesn't make it. Okay, yeah. So it's an all or nothing type vibration.
Hmm. I'll just say right off the bat, like, it is very strange having this conversation because you and I, you know, we have very little contact before this and maybe one or two calls beforehand, but it's, you know, when you're describing these things and it just resonates with something within me, it's a very strange experience. I'm not nothing negative. I'm just helping maybe people understand, you know, what it's like for me in this context. But yeah, I mean, that does to a large degree describe me, even though that's not perhaps how I would describe myself. If I look objectively at things, I can be like, yeah, well, that's kind of how it is.
Okay. The root number is the number 4. 1 + 3 = 4. Mm. And 4 is a symbol for work and orderliness. Okay. Work and orderliness. So this will manifest as if you have guests over your house and they move your things, as soon as they leave, you go back and you'll put everything where it belongs, in its place. Fours love things to be in order. They make sure, fours lay the tracks to make sure the trains arrive on time. They make up all the rules and the regulations and government. Number 4 energy is the energy when they plant a new tree and they put the sticks in the ground to hold it into place. and make sure the tree survives. That's number four energy. So the tree can grow straight and true. Why? Because of that order, that discipline. But you know what the tree is saying? You're stubborn. You're mean. You're strict.
Don't bind me.
Exactly.
Right.
So when you're at number four, some of your best work is not appreciated until later. That little tree looks back and says, wow, I couldn't have become a mighty oak if it wasn't for that number four guy.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that's the day of birth. That's the tip of the iceberg, the first brief look. But then I add month, day, and year. And this is called the birth path number in numerology. The sum of month and for you, 9 and 13 is 22. That indicates the number 22 is called the master builder or the globalist. So that means you're going to have a global experience in the world. Will be your playground. We're not going to stop there, though. We're going to add up your year next. 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 4 adds up to 23. That's a number 5. 5 stands for freedom. Independence. In fact, the number 23 is the most independent of all the number vibrations.
Why is that?
I can't tell you why. Again, right. I'm a student of the science.
Reporting the science.
It's been around some 4,000 years. And the number 5 was assigned to freedom. It just follows logically. 1 means me. 2, now there's 2 of us, so I've got to learn to cooperate. Now it's me and there's she. When 1 and 2 get together, there's 3. That's children. So 3 stands for youth. You can't have the kids running around and disrupting things. You have to put them in a playpen. The 4-sided figure, so you have order so you can work.
Okay? Right.
But you can't leave them in the playpen. You have to let them move around. So that's the next number 5, freedom. So a 5 stands for freedom, independence, travel, change, no walls, okay, out of the pen. And of all the 5s, there are many 5s. There's the 5. Then you add 9. There's a 14. You add 9. There's a 23. 2 plus 3 is 5. You add 9. 32. 3 plus 2 is 5. So there are many octaves of, musically speaking, many octaves of the same note, but the 5 stands for freedom, and the number 23 is the most independent of all the number 5s. Why? I don't know why, but this is what I've studied, this is what I've learned, this is what I've discovered. 23s also have friends in high places, but they won't ask them for help.
Yep.
Because
that,
of this independence
trait. Right.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I got this.
Yeah.
Okay. But guess what? The reason why I'm spending time on the 23 is because they don't need the help. You don't need their help, but they need to help you. Again, metaphysically speaking, beyond the physical realm of 1 and 1 is, you know, 1 pen, but numero uno, okay, moving into spiritual information. You're an old soul. You've had many lifetimes and you've helped the people who are now trying to help you. They don't remember, you don't remember, but there's a connection there. So there's a karmic connection of what goes around comes around. Now they want to help you. But you have to be careful because we live in a material world, right? They may have strings attached. And this is why the 23 always says, no, thank you. When you shake a number 23's hand, they count their fingers to make sure there was no shenanigans. So yeah. Always tell... That's the independence streak. I always tell my number 20, when I see the number 23, Spirit has guided me to share this.
Great. Yeah.
Get the help. Tell them, I will allow you to help me so you can show the universe how thankful you are for everything that you have. That way, you're doing them a favor, you're getting the help, and there's no strings attached. That's how 23s like it. no strings, want to stay independent, but get the help. These are people that can promote your whatever you decide to do, and we're going to get into that later when we look at your name. These people can help you. They're there to help you. It's all how you present the package that you get the help without having the strings. You have to let them know you're doing them a favor. Okay, I'll accept your help, but I'm so you can show how thankful you are. Don't think I owe you anything.
Right.
Because really, these folks, if they don't help you, they may lose what they have if they don't start to share and give. So you're really doing them a favor. Now let's add it all up.
Yeah.
9 plus 13 plus 23. That added up to, what did I get when I did that?
45. Yeah.
Okay. That's correct.
Is it? I think so.
Uh-huh. 9 and 13 is 22. Your years are 23. 22 and 23 is 45. 4 plus 5 is 9. And the number 9 is a symbol for selfless giving. It's the last number. We start with 0 in the beginning. That's a symbol for the universe, oneness with God, Allah, Buddha. There's 1,000 different names mankind has given to our Creator.
Yeah.
But 0 is the symbol. So there we go to 1, 2, all the way up to the number 9. And that's why I said, you are an old soul. You're operating under the number 9. So 9s have gone past the materialism of the number 8, trying to grasp and hold things, to giving. The number 9 stands for selfless giving.
Hmm.
Give, 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 and get little or nothing back in return from those you give to. Why? You're here to express selflessness. Now, this can come in the form of helping the poor, the sick, the disadvantaged. And if that sounds familiar, it's because Mother Teresa was in number 9.
Yeah.
Okay? But you could also experience people who just won't give back. That's the real test for the number 9.
It's to give anyway.
And not to keep on giving.
Yeah.
To keep on giving. The 9 opens their home to anyone who's in need. They come in, eat your food, run up your phone bill, break your dishes, and leave and don't say thank you. That's the number 9. And if you can still smile through that, the universe will give you more to give, and more, and more, and more. And the number 9 become the philanthropist and the person who can just give away millions to help causes. So that's the number 9. It will test you. The number 9 will take things
for sure
from you.
Yeah.
It will definitely take from you. Information about the number 9 can be found in the story of Job. Guy who had it all, lost everything, got it back double.
Yeah.
That's the Job vibration. If you notice when I was saying there are many 5s, take the 5, add 9. It's a 14.
Mm-hmm.
Add 9 to 14. It's a 23. So when you add 9 to anything, it raises the octave, but it doesn't change it.
Right.
9 is selfless. If you take 1 and add 9 to it, it's 10, but 1 plus 0 is still 1. So 9 doesn't change it. It raises the octave, but the vibration is the same.
Hmm.
So yeah. That's called the birth path number. What does that mean? Means you are here to be the hand of God on earth. When God wants to bless someone, it comes through the number 9, because the 9 is selfless. That's why the number 9 is God's favorite number. He can work with you. You're pliable. Okay? You've been beat up enough to surrender. I'll put it that way. Metaphysically speaking,
yeah, yeah.
9s are just beat down till they surrender to the forces. Okay. Let's do this your way. And then it's called the sweet surrender. Then the real magic starts. As I liked how you put it. That's when the magic starts.
Yeah.
That's when you can heal. There's healing in your hands. I don't know if you've ever practiced reggae or massage therapy, but you have healing in your hands.
Mm.
Your presence will be healing. You will find elderly people who enjoy your company and want to be around you. You'll also find you have a transformative effect to uplift the planet and make things better for everyone. Because the number nine is the vibration of universal love. So nines, Nelson Mandela was a number nine.
Okay. Yeah. Me and Nelson, we go way back, you know? No.
He was a 99.
Wow.
The master of universal love.
Yeah.
So sounds God about right. Had the right person there to bring about a peaceful transition to love and harmony. You know, fooled everybody. Everybody thought it could never happen, could never work. But number nines are here to express that selflessness, that spirit of love and harmony to bring people together. And that's your gift.
Yeah.
Your birthday reveals your gifts.
It's so fascinating, this, because it's just, I'm having like a little a bit of a hard time trying to like comprehend all of it at the same time, you know, like it's a lot of information, but so much of what you say, it rings true, but it rings true in an interesting way, because I don't try and do any of those things. They just kind of happen, right? And if I think back like to when I was a kid or growing up, or even now still, but it was just, you know, I also enjoyed spending time with like older people, and they seemed to be okay with me being there, but I wasn't trying to do anything, or there was no, you know, reason for it. It was just like, that's just how it went. And yeah, I mean, I've had a Reiki master tell me that I have, you know, like that the healing hands that you've spoken of, and you know, I've sort of felt the energy in that, although I haven't played with it, I suppose, as much as I may have. But it's just, yeah, it's a lot. And I keep coming back to this point of like, it's true, but I didn't choose any of it to be true. You know, like I can see the truth in what you're saying.
Yes.
But yes. I didn't ask for any of it, you know.
I love when you put it that way, because it so exemplifies the material world and the spiritual world. You said, I do these things. I felt comfortable around the elderly. I have this gift, but I don't try. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are gifts. The birthday reveals spiritual gifts, talents, skills, and abilities that are innate, that are separate from our mental capacity. Our minds are part of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
The gifts that I'm referring to are the spirit, who you are within. The body is a vessel. Metaphysically speaking, we believe the body is a vessel for a spirit. A spirit that was born when God said, let there be light. That's how old we are. And we have physical manifestations to learn and grow. Yeah. And the letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday are symbols for our frequency, for our vibrations, if you will. Like you use the letters H2O. People say, well, that's for water. H2O, that's a symbol for water. What's the letter H, the number 2, and the letter O? So in our mind, we're saying, well, no, those are letters and numbers. But we understand that to be the symbol for water. So if you look at the word hand, okay, I'm telling folks, this is a science. I'm a scientist. I don't have a crystal ball or rubber magic glass or a wand.
Yeah.
There may be some numerologists out there, you know, dancing around and playing at part. But this is a science for everyone. If you look at the letter H, I'm going to tell you how I knew you had healing hands.
Mm-hmm.
The word hand is H-A-N-D. H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. So we use the number 8. Simple. Substitution. A, we're spelling hand. A is the first letter. That's the number 1. D is the 14th letter. Now, we can add 1 and 4 to reduce it to 5. It's one of the 5s. I'm sorry, N is the 14th letter.
Yeah.
It's a 5.
I know what you mean.
D is the 4th letter. D is the fourth letter of the alphabet. That's already a single digit. So H-A-N-D is substituting numbers would be 8154, which adds up to 18, and 1 plus 8 is 9. Hmm. So when the 9 shows up, it means you are the hand. You have healing hands. And when God wants to bless someone, I mean, he would show up personally, but we're not wired to deal with that.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
It would take us out. Okay. So he has number nines. He's gifted people with this gift, number nines, so he can act through them. And you're one of those people. You're one of those people. The number nine, selflessness, means literally you have the ability to empty yourself and allow this gift to come through you. Like you're saying, I'm not trying. It's just happening. It's just who you are.
It's a little bit scary when you put it like that, but I know what you mean. Just that sense of,
I have to,
like,
remember the impact.
Yeah. No. I appreciate it, but it's just like it comes as like a feeling of, like, you know, they say with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Exactly. Unto whom much is given, much is expected. Yes.
Yeah. It's just a little
There's
bit of that.
There's a special
feeling.
Lesson for the number 45.
Okay.
Because it's the last number, it symbolizes endings and completions. So the lesson for the 45 is to use your experiences, gather the knowledge to teach from the experience, but you have to let it go.
Mm.
You cannot dwell on the past, cannot dwell on anything that brings you down. You have to learn the lessons from the past. That's what's the saying, no crying over spilled milk.
Yeah.
Even if you could get it back in the cup, would you really want to drink the spilled? No. Let it go.
Yeah.
Easy for me to say. It's going to be hard for you to do because you're a rescuer and a healer and you want to stick in there and see that transition. But some things you just have to let go.
Yeah, I've actually learned to do that over the last few years a lot. I used to be much more of stuck in the past, and, you know, it's
awesome.
Terribly unpleasant. And
yes.
These days, I make a, you know, concerted effort to live in the present and to focus on it. And
awesome.
It's been a tremendous transformation. So
awesome.
That lines
transformation.
Up. Yeah.
Yes.
45.
Now those experiences can be used as tools for teaching others.
Right.
Okay, so
yeah.
That's
teach
your,
from experience. It's the best kind. Right.
So what I've been sharing with you with your birth path number is God's part of the contract that he has with you. Those are gifts, talents, skills, innate abilities that you possess to be independent, to stand on your own, to be able to change what's old into what's new. Even your month is a number nine, September. Another emphasis on that number nine energy. Learning to let go and let God.
Okay.
Any questions about the birthday? So that's the gift. The name I call the promise.
Okay.
So it's like we open a toolbox and we see the number nine and say, okay, what am I going to do with this? This is what you promised back. And this comes from the letters in your name.
Cool.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Substituting letters. I'm sorry. Numbers for the letters in your birth name. Your first name adds up to 20. Okay. So the force is with you when a zero shows up.
Oh, yeah.
To use a Star Wars terms.
Yeah.
The force is with you. What does this mean? Your prayers will always be answered, but it also means you're going to face situations where you're going to have to go beyond reason, beyond the physical, and seek beyond yourself and pray.
Okay.
God will set up situations. Only way through them will be to pray.
Mm.
The number two stands for peace. We hold up two fingers. That's peace, harmony, cooperation, all things associated with working with another, diplomacy. Okay. Being patient, being tolerant, taking your time to do something. All that's under the number two. Partnerships. comes under the number 2. In fact, there's a scripture about the number 20. It says, blessed are the peacemakers because they'll be called the children of God. So you may have friends who don't like each other, but they were all like you. 20s are sort of like the hub in a wheel.
That's a remarkably true statement, I'll just tell you.
The numbers don't lie.
Yeah, the numbers don't lie, that's for sure.
So the 20, I call it the hub of the wheel. All the other, the spokes, they may not touch each other, but they all meet at the hub. So you'll be the person that can bring people together, the joiner, that can show the common ground, to show everyone that here's where all of our interests are the same, so let's work together on this.
Yeah.
And without you, it all falls apart.
Yeah.
This is how you promise. We're talking about the promise now. So this may sound more familiar than the number 9, and number 9 might be just kind of happening, but you're going to be making a concerted effort for these things I'm talking about now.
No, no. To be fair, it all sounds a lot like me and who I am. Again, you know, I don't know why. Never tried to do it that way. That's just how things sort of panned out. I mean, now I can see why, but...
We are the living word.
Yeah.
We are literally the living word.
Yeah.
So we're using the science of numerology to know you.
Yeah.
This was taught in the ancient Egyptian mystery schools in the temples where they said, know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
Where Moses studied in Egypt, where Jesus studied in Egypt, where Pythagoras studied in the Egyptian mystery schools and brought us knowledge of changing names and the secrets of numbers, along with the Pythagorean theorem on the physical side.
Yeah, it all adds up. It all comes together.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Your middle name, okay, substituting numbers for the letters, is a 25, and 2 + 5 = 7. This was my number. This is what I discovered. When I did this, my whole name was a 7. My birth path was a 7. My vowel total was a 7. My year was a 7. And it shows up as your middle name. And this is a number of faith and wisdom. The 7th day, God rested. So what does that mean? You're going to need quiet time by yourself.
That's for sure.
Okay. You will not feel lonely.
Nope. I love spending time by myself. It's my favorite thing to do.
Exactly.
Just by the way, my middle name is Levitt, which is actually my mom's maiden name. I guess when I was born, my parents added Levitt as mine and my sister's middle names.
Awesome.
So that's awesome. Actually like a lineage in my family. You know, my mom.
That tells me a lot. Son.
Yeah. Thought it might
help. That tells me a lot. Since it was your mom's maiden name, it tells me she was very strong, and she wanted to have that energy carry on. It also tells me that the Levitts were people of faith. So you may have preachers and teachers and researchers and analysts in your family. If you look at the letters under the number 7, G, P, and Y, all of those letters... You know, have something in common, all right? The G, the P, and the Y. I don't know if you can see that, but they don't rest on the surface. They go under the surface.
Yeah.
Okay, they dig deep. So right. Sevens are researchers, analysts. They don't take things at face value. Okay, so because of this, they question things.
Yeah.
And because they are seekers, they become very wise. Okay, and they usually specialize in one particular field because they learn everything they can about it, and they become experts in that field, and people begin to seek them out for what they know. It's called a number of faith because God speaks to us in a still, quiet voice, and guess who's going to hear their voice? The 7, sitting by the self. In solitude, in quiet,
those no noise. Listening.
It's like, what was that? There's nobody here, but
yeah,
I've connected to my inner voice. It's an awakening number of faith, wisdom, spirituality. So a lot of preachers and teachers and researchers are number sevens. Writers are also number sevens, because if you notice, it doesn't just go down, it scoops up.
Yeah, it's got that tail.
So find the knowledge, scoop it up, and bring it back to others. So as a seven, you're a communicator and a writer as well. God didn't prepare you to discover these truths without giving you the ability to share them.
Yeah.
That, for me, was the hardest part.
You know what's really weird about that is, like, whenever I learn something cool, which is quite a lot, I always have this, like, serious impulse to tell people about it, right? Yes. And to ask questions if I don't understand. But on this point, it's like, I don't know where it comes from, and I don't know if it's just me or other people, but when I learn something, I'm like, that's awesome. Who can I tell, right?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Apparently,
that's part of the gift.
Yeah, and apparently I'm able to sort of like distill down complex problems into sort of simple ways of understanding things, which I think in part is from, you know, I did my degree in philosophy at university, and I think I honed that skill in doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking really complex texts and pieces of work and making them sort of readable and understandable.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just thought I'd throw that in there for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on now, your last name adds up to 37. 3 + 7 is 10, and 1 + 0 is 1.
Mm.
So that's leadership. Everybody knows what it means to be numero uno, first, the fastest, the top, the best. So since it's a family name, you may have entrepreneurs in the family, people who hang their own shingle or work for themselves or in some way stand on their own. That's the number one.
That's my dad. That's for sure.
So now we're going to add it all together. Okay. This, by the way, what we've just went through were three clauses. There's a fourth one we're going to find. But so far, we went through the three clauses in your contract with the Creator: to be a peacemaker, to be a man of faith, and to be a leader. We're going to add them all up now. 20 plus 25 plus 37 adds up to 82. Okay, we can look at those numbers. 8 stands for money, power, authority. The number 8 literally means, as it is above, so it is below.
Mm.
It's two circles, right?
Yeah.
0 is a symbol for God. So when you have two of them, it means thy will be done on earth. As it is above, so it is below. So when the 8 shows up, you have the ability to channel spiritual power to the earthly plane.
Mm.
That's power.
Yeah.
The 2 stands for peace, cooperation, harmony. So that 2 energy is the velvet glove over your iron fist.
Hmm. I like that analogy.
When we add it up, it adds up to 10. 8 plus 2 is 10. That's pure leadership. That means it's just you and God.
Hmm.
There's no brass bands. There's no one saying, attaboy. There's no one cheering you on. In fact, there are people saying, who do you think you are? That's never going to work. Why are you even trying that?
Right.
That's what happens when you're a 10.
Hmm.
Okay? Okay. It's you and God. You have to rely on your inner resources. You have to seek the inner voice. Also have to be able to stand up again after a failure or a difficulty, because after the number 9 comes 10. That's your number. So the 10 means start again.
Right.
Begin again. Don't stop. Dust yourself off. Get up. Start again.
Yeah. Every time, you know?
Every time.
Yeah. And that's true. I mean, that's how it goes, you know? I embrace
that. That's the energy. That's the energy you came here to express. So when people meet you, they are encouraged to begin again. When people meet you and they've been feeling sad or down or depressed, they are encouraged. Your chart shows me that you are God's fire starter. You've got a lighter fluid and a fan. And you're looking for embers to flames that are almost dead. And you're going to come to that flame for a little lighter fluid and a fan and get it going again.
Right.
But once the fire is burning, your job is done.
Mm.
So the 13 is never in one place too long. So you're off to a new adventure. Where's the next fire that needs encouragement? The next person that has to be stood up, the next situation that needs encouragement, the next home that needs to be restored, the next heart that's been broken that needs to be healed.
Hmm. So just a continuous journey of transformation and new and cycling through that. Yeah, I mean, you put it in a much more eloquent way than I did, but just trying to make sense, yeah.
Thing about it is the two numbers are at the exact extremes. Your gift is selflessness, but your promise, that's the name, is to be number one.
Mm.
So the number nine is always concerned with others, putting others ahead of themselves. But the number one has to be a leader and think of themselves. So it's going to put you in some very provocative situations, to say the least,
yeah,
where you're trying to figure out, is this person taking advantage of me?
Yeah. What am I doing?
Am I really helping them?
Yeah.
Or are they taking advantage of me? You know? You're going to be called to fall on your sword.
Mm.
And number ones just resist that. just naturally resist that.
Right.
So your leadership is going to be how to be selfless, how to make the sweet surrender, and what it means to lead, to be a spiritual leader, not from ego or arrogance or pride, but from a spirit of love and selflessness and wanting to improve the planet. You're a real leader.
Mm. Thank you.
That's the difference between the egotistical ones who want everybody to bow to them or do exactly what they say or control every situation. That's not leadership. That's ego.
It's dominance.
Edging God out. Yeah. Exactly.
No, I don't want any of that.
You're a true leader.
Doesn't appeal to me at all. I mean, even leader of that you describe, it's like, I mean, I get why you would say that, and it does sound true, but again, it's that same thing that I come back to where it's like, I mean, it sounds kind of scary, but, you know, I'm getting used to it now. And it's kind of really picked up with this podcast and having done that, you know, blazing the trail on that front, and it sort of has come to a good fruition. And to see that sort of play out, you know, with lots of different people and the questions and the sort of, you know, anyway, yeah.
Have you ever thought about a 501c3?
What's that?
A nonprofit organization. Well, that's what they call it here in the States. You know, everything, you have to file a form, and that's the legal code that's under there. But a nonprofit organization.
Have I thought about starting one or joining one, or what do you mean?
Having your own.
Oh, I'd love to have one someday. Yeah. I mean, I need to get a little bit more established myself first and then do it, but it's definitely would be great to do.
I'm making a numerology joke.
Yeah.
That's what's showing up. When I look at your chart, that's what's showing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Having a nonprofit organization. I don't know what your cause is. That's not showing up in your chart. If we look at your vow total, that would probably reveal what your cause is.
Mm.
But whatever your cause is, forming a nonprofit organization and giving corporations a chance to donate to your cause is showing up in your chart, so you can develop large sums to address the issues that you came here to change and to bring back to order.
Right.
Okay.
That we haven't talked about work.
We haven't exactly.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about that, but I'm looking at your chart now. You said hold it till the show, so now I'm letting it all go.
Yeah, go for it. I love it. This is great. I mean,
you could have a global impact on making the world a better place by forming that nonprofit organization, allowing those people in high positions to assist you, and letting them know that you're doing them a favor because of what you're doing with all their money. Okay, we've heard of what people laundering money. Well, you're going to be taking cash that who knows how it was gained and laundering it, using it for good causes.
You're right.
So you're going
spend
to be
that
doing
money
them
wisely.
A favor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Spend that money wisely.
No, that's good.
So that's showing up, having your own business, being independent, having that nonprofit side as well. So literally you may be donating cash from your own organization to your nonprofit organization as well. But leadership is showing up.
I'm excited to see how it all unfolds, you know.
When you need help, you know, turn within. And as a number 10, you're here to win. There's nothing you can't accomplish if you keep your faith. Mm. But expect difficulty.
Right.
Expect opposition because there are forces. I've been keeping everything positive, but there are forces who do not want to see all these positive changes that you came here to bring about.
Right. Yeah.
That's the nature of the world. Faith comes in. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. No, and not to be deterred by those difficulties, you know, which is a hard lesson to learn, but
that's right. That's just
yeah.
Resistance, build our spiritual muscles. That's why we came here to meet those challenges, to exercise the faith, to call on that strength within.
Yeah.
Not to let it bowl us over.
Yeah. And I do. And I meditate, you know, every day. And I pray and I try and connect as much as I can because I found it to be, you know, one of the best things that I could do for myself. And I guess for other people, but
and for others, that's what makes you a strong anchor.
Yeah.
For others, okay. I talked about your hand being healing hands.
Yeah.
Extending your hand. Well, guess where your other hand is. Your other hand is holding God's hand.
Right. Letting that energy
extending
flow.
Yours. Letting it flow right through.
100%.
Selflessness.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to keep all of it. What for? Yeah, give it to other people. That's my go-to.
Exactly. Can't be God-given. You become that catalyst, that channel. The flow intensifies and increases and multiplies so you can give and heal even more.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, that's a it's a lot, but, you know, I asked for it.
Yes, that's called a numerology reading. What we've been doing just now is called a numerology reading. Numerology can help you find out who you are.
Yeah.
So you can be that. It can help you decide what comes first. So you can do that. It can help you discover your strengths. So you can use them. Mm-hmm. It teaches us not to compete with others. Because nobody else is in the business of being us.
Yeah.
We have a contract with our creator, and we're here for a reason, for a purpose. And it sounds like you are definitely in tune with your gifts and fulfilling yours. I mentioned you can know what to do and when to do it. That's another aspect. Mm-hmm. It's called forecasting. I get a lot of clients this time of year when the new year is rolling in. In fact, they have a special going on. Half price on 2022 forecast, and I'd like to share with you what you can anticipate in the new year.
Sure.
If it's okay.
Please do, yeah.
Forecasting involves using your month and day. So we're going to always start with the number 22.
Okay.
For you. You add your month and day to the current year. Interestingly enough, this year, like your birth year, has been a 5.
Mm.
2 plus 2 plus 1. 2 plus 0. Let's leave the 0. Don't take the 0 out. 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 1 is 5. So this has been a number 9 year for you. So all the things I've been talking about the number 9 really resonated because you've been going through it this year.
Yeah.
Especially in September was probably a very dramatic time.
Yes, it was. That is true.
Release and letting go and trauma. Why? Because September, when you add 9 to your 9 year, 99 is 18, double 9 energy.
Mm.
So that was like a cleansing time, a wall, if you will, a screen of the past. Once you pass through September, that energy released you from everything that was holding you back. Hopefully, you let it go, as we talked about.
Yeah.
Now, 2022, that adds up to 6. So we add 6 to your month and day. It's 28. 2 plus 8 is 10. It's your year, the number 10. Number 1.
Mm.
So everything that we've been talking about, leadership, moving forward, starting something new, being a pioneer, is that's what 2022 will be about. New beginnings, starting again.
Yeah.
Relying on your faith. And it's also going to provide you with the financial resources that you need to make a new beginning. So expect a windfall in 2022.
That'll be great. I look forward
to that.
That's why
I've been kind of hinting about that 501c3, that nonprofit organization.
Gotcha.
That's going to help.
Yeah, yeah.
Usher those funds in. So in the number 1 year, what can you expect? New beginnings, fresh starts, to start again, to think number 1, to put your ideas and your concepts, make them a priority. And it's safe for you to do that because you're always thinking about others.
Right. Can't go too wrong.
So expect new beginnings this entire year. Everything that you've been waiting for, things you've been wanting to manifest, they're coming in.
Okay. That's exciting.
A very successful year. Anything started in a number 1 year is successful. But it has to be from you. It can't be anyone else's idea, anyone else's concept. It has to be your dream, your idea that's going to move forward.
Yeah. Listen, it's not very often that I feel speechless. and I apologize to you if I have, you know, if you've been really driving this episode. It's usually, I'm usually a lot more engaged, but just so much of what you've been saying kind of really rings true, and it means a lot to me, you know, and I feel like the timing of this and our connection has been really perfect, and I appreciate it so much, and I appreciate the work that you do. I mean, it's really something amazing. And I encourage anyone who's been inspired by this and who's interested to, you know, check Craig out. We'll put all the links in the description and that. But please, you know, where can people find you if they want to contact you? Your book is fantastic. It's called It All Adds Up. people should purchase it to support you. But yeah, you know, again, just thank you very much. It's been wonderful.
For this opportunity to share. I have a website, as you mentioned, you're probably going to have it listed, but it's www.craigewright.com. And I do readings. A reading is revisiting your prenatal agreement like we did today.
Yeah.
Forecasts, so you know your season. And I also do consultations. You can get a spiritual perspective on any subject of your choosing.
Hmm. Amazing. And you should do it. Everyone listening, I encourage it. This was really, really something special. And you got to do it to really feel the power. So thank you very much. I look forward to
speaking
with you again.
Thank you. I enjoyed being a part of your underground antics.
Yeah, it's been certainly a special episode for me. So thank you. And we'll talk soon.
Okay. God bless.
Take care.